Be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. EK, be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. Cast up, roll things, little food for your soul, man. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things, tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things.
With Amy Brown.
Happy Thursday. My guest today is my sister, Christy. Hey, Christy.
Hey, hey.
Christy Dozier is her full name, and she's coming to us from Pagosa Springs, Colorado. And I'm in Nashville, but technology's cool. I love looking at you over the Zoom, sister.
I'm glad to be here.
Okay, so if y'all haven't heard on a previous episode, my sister has her own show coming out on HGTV, and they have finally announced an air date with a preview sneak peek situation that's coming up next week on HGTV. So I thought, well, this is a fitting time to have my sister on to discuss this craziness that we still don't even feel like is real, but it's very real because you've been filming for the last several months. That's why I was excited to see your face on Zoom, because I feel like we barely get to talk because you film all the time.
No, I feel like other times when you FaceTime me, I'll answer and I'll be like, I'm filming. And I'll show you the cameraman and I'm like, I'm kind of busy.
I FaceTimed you the other day and y'all were hiding out, waiting for some homeowners to arrive because y'all are about to film the reveal process. Someone was seeing their home makeover for the first time. So the show's called Building Roots, and we'll definitely get into details about that. But before we do, I want to start off with some gratitude. Thanksgiving is next week, so it seems fitting that we do that. But also for new listeners or listeners that maybe just haven't heard you on the podcast before, or don't know much about you or don't follow you, it can help them get to know you, like some of your interests. But I'm going to get specific. I know you've shared things that you're thankful for before, but I'm going to ask you specific things, like starting with an Instagram account. Like, what account do you follow that you are thankful for?
Well, the first one that's coming to mind is, you know, I love ya boy Josh 55.
He's the best.
He's just a breath of fresh air, his little cute posts. But lately, Oprah has been speaking to me and just her positivity. And she just seems to have this way, especially when she's promoting an interview or different things, that she just makes people feel seen. And I want to do that better. I want to make people feel seen. And even most recently, it was her and Lizzo. She posted something and they were like in the audience. It's just them. And you see them singing and you can't tell what they're singing. And then you realize it's Adele and they're singing Hello from the Other Side. And Adele must be performing and they're kind of hyping her up from the audience. And I just loved it. And I wanted to be there.
You know, I'm interviewing Adele tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So I'm excited.
What are you going to say?
Well, I don't know. I have some things prepared. I want to talk about, obviously, her new album. That's the reason why she's coming on. So we'll be focusing on that. And that's why she was with Oprah. She had that TV special, A Night with Adele, that aired. And I watched a little bit of it and it was so good. And there's a song called I Drink Wine. I'm obsessed with it. It's amazing. So anyway, Oprah is your account. I think she has like a bajillion million followers. So everyone listening right now probably already follows Oprah, but go back and definitely check out stuff Oprah posted with Adele. If she put some clips up, I thought that conversation was amazing. Oprah put up some teaser clip, or I saw it somewhere, maybe on Twitter, where she was going over to check on Adele to see what Adele was wearing for the interview. And I think Adele was staying in Oprah's guest house. And I'm like, eh, no big deal. And then now she's going to hop on a Zoom with me tomorrow. I'm like, okay, we're going from Oprah to Amy. No big deal. Okay, so back to gratitude. What is a book that you are currently thankful for?
Oh, book. I am reading Bob Goff's book, Dream Big, right now. And so I've read several of his books, but Dream Big, I think it's his latest, but I just love his perspective on life, on faith, on all kinds of things. And so I'm reading Dream Big, highly recommend it.
Bob Goff, he's been on the podcast a couple of times. So he's amazing. If you've missed those interviews, I adore him. I think he is just one of the best out there and so great at helping us love.
So I'd recommend reading his books in order. Like his first one is Love Does, his second one is Everybody Always, and then his next one is Dream Big. And then he also has a really good Devo that we do with the kids, like a little devotional book. It's like a daily one and it's a quick read, applicable for many ages, I think. So yeah, love him, love his perspective. Super inspiring.
What about a drink? Do you have something that you're loving for fall time or as we get into winter?
You know, I am such a simple drink person. I do not ever get into pumpkin spice lattes and all of that stuff. I just don't. I have my staple, my oat milk latte in the mornings, and sometimes a ranch water in the afternoon, which is like tequila, lime, and Topo Chico. But also, the drink that I've been relying on a lot lately isn't like a drink. It's the calm drink. Do you know what I'm talking about? The magnesium?
Yes, I drink it at night. We've talked about it on the podcast before. So I think I've recommended it to people. I know that for sure. But yeah, tell people in case they don't know.
So it's just magnesium, but it totally regulates some of your stress hormones or something like that. And you do feel this sense of relaxation, but all it is magnesium. You're not taking anything weird, you know, you're just taking a magnesium supplement.
Yeah. Mine's like, or at least the one I have is like a lemon strawberry flavor.
Raspberry, I think.
That's right. Lemon raspberry. And it's really good. We're definitely showing our age here. I'm like, do you have any fun drinks that you're drinking lately?
Because I'm not like having a pomegranate, you know, whatever. It's like, well, I'm drinking oat milk latte and a ranch water and calm and a margarita every now and then.
Okay. What about a TV show that you are currently thankful for?
Well, of course, I'm excited that Yellowstone is back on. I've been waiting for that. I don't even know how long, super long. It's hard to say because also the morning show that's back on. So it's kind of a good little time in my life for TV. Those are Ben and I shows and we always watch them on a delay. You know, we stream them whenever we can over the weekend, but I love both of those shows.
Oh yeah. They're so good. I highly recommend if you haven't started either one of those, do it. And the morning show is on Apple Plus. So I think Target might still have their thing going on where if you download the Target app and become like a Circle member or something, you'll get 4 months of free Apple TV Plus, because it is a subscription you have to pay for. I mean, all of these things are. I watch Yellowstone on Hulu though, because I don't have cable. We stream everything. And so Paramount TV is where you can get that. I don't know how else people are watching it, but it is showing. You watch it on Hulu?
On Paramount TV.
Okay. Well, I watch it. Okay. So you have the app. Okay. So I watch it on TV, just trying to help people out in case, because keeping up with all the different streaming platforms is getting difficult. And there's so many great shows that are must-see TV. And another reason to get the Apple, did y'all watch Ted Lasso?
Of course. I was going to say that one too, but that one's over right
now.
Yeah,
but if someone's listening right now and they, like if Apple Plus TV is new to you, you have like a lot of good shows that you can binge and catch up on. Maybe you ask for an Apple TV Plus subscription for Christmas or something like that. And then you can get caught up on all these shows that are so good. Now, speaking of TV, I'm going to have to figure out how to go watch HGTV because my sister is about to be all over it, which is crazy. So I mentioned their show. It's called Building Roots. And Christy, I was talking with your showrunner the other day, and I found out this news before you did because I was talking with her because we were trying to figure out if there was a day I could come up there and film with you. But just with our schedules, I don't think that's going to work out. Still TBD at this point, but it's not looking like that's going to happen, at least this season. But while I was on with her, she's like, okay, I just found out that the sneak peek is going to air November 23rd at noon, which she's like, that's so weird. We don't know why it's noon. Why is the network doing that? Who knows? But they have a reason. So Tuesday, November 23rd at noon, there will be a sneak peek. Or is it a whole episode? What are the details on what's airing that day on HGTV?
We did the pilot and then we initially found out, then we found out we were going to do a series. Then they said, okay, all of this is going to premiere in April of 2022. And then all of a sudden they're like, plot twist, we're going to air it in 2 weeks. And it's going to be Tuesday, the 23rd, but they're only showing the pilot. We're still filming all the other shows. So there's no series to air. We're still filming that right now, but we are done with the pilot. It's wrapped. There's two projects that get revealed in it. And we've seen like a 30-second clip that they sent us. I don't know why, but we haven't seen anything else.
I was like, oh, well, then I'm going to need to have Christy on the podcast leading up to that, because of course I want to help promote it. But I asked her, Michelle, the showrunner, for any clips that we might be able to share. And she was like, nope, the network's not handing out anything this, because it's not premiering till April of next year. But this is a legit first time sneak peek. And it looks like it'll be episode one or the pilot episode. So we have no clips to share. I've not seen anything. I don't even know what to expect. I just know that my sister, for years, this has been in the making, at least three at this point, maybe from the initial contact.
We were contacted in December of 2018.
Okay. So yeah, it's been a long time, and my sister has lived in denial most of this. Is just, if y'all are curious how it all evolves, Christy, why don't you quickly give a rundown of how you even got approached to do a TV show, and then what your denial looked like. And now you can no longer be in denial, because I saw HGTV's schedule and I see Building Roots, yes, is airing on Tuesday the 23rd at noon, and you will be on the TV. So it's really happening.
I know. I get so like butterflies inside. I'm so nervous about this. I don't know. So it started in 2018, the end. It was around Christmas time, and a producer emailed Ben. She either DM'd him or emailed him, which is good she did that to him, because I probably would have never seen the DM, answered the DM or the email, you know, because I would have been like, oh, that's a fun idea. Probably not going to do that. And he did. He started email chains and conversations. And then we ended up just scheduling a Skype call with her. And that Skype call turned into another Skype call. And she was so, her name was Bridget. She was so warm and welcoming. And she was with a production company out of New York, which is so foreign to us, that whole world. But we continued conversations with her. And then that slowly turned in, you know, to months of conversations. She turned all those Skype calls into some sort of pitch. And she pitched it to, I don't even know who all, other channels, I don't know what to say, also streaming platforms. And I guess HGTV was interested. And they said, well, how about we will fund a sizzle reel? And so I kept calling it a sizzler, but a sizzle reel is like a 5-minute promo. So they sent a crew to our little town in Colorado, and we filmed a 5-minute thing. And I just remember one of the producer guys who came here, he like worked on Property Brothers. Like, it just kept feeling more and more real. And so we just kept taking the next right step that felt right for us. And so it's not like this just happened overnight. It was a series of next right steps and next right conversations. And so anyway, that sizzle reel turned into them funding a pilot. And then the pilot turned into them funding a series. And so I remember we got the news about the series in spring break of this year. We were down in South Padre, and we got the official news. Like, we had a Zoom call with an HGTV executive. And typically we don't ever talk to the HGTV people. We're only talking to our producers. So there's always this middleman who we talk to, and then they talk with the network. And so it was the same week, but then, you know, we got the call that, oh my gosh, this is going to a series. And then it was the same week Dad went into the hospital. You called me that same week. I was on spring break. We had just gotten that news. And then Dad went in the hospital, you know, super sick with pneumonia. And I ended up in Nashville, and we sat by Dad while he passed away. So it was such a like crazy mixture of emotions happening all around that time of like, I'm supposed to be super excited that this TV thing is going, but I'm super nervous about it and overwhelmed. And then I just lost my dad. And it was just such a, you know, mixture of emotion.
I know. And it seems like ever since then, I mean, yeah, you were here for several days helping wrap dad stuff up. And then you went right into this show, which yes, has been a whirlwind. I mean, but I'm super proud of you, because I know that this has been something that I think came at a really, well, stressful time because of dad. And then you were anxious about the show, and then that landed you in the hospital because you thought you were having a heart attack, but really you were having a panic attack.
That's when I started drinking the calm drink. Yeah, no, in the middle of the night, it was about mid-April. So I had gotten back from dad, going through everything with dad, which was not in the plan. We had no idea that was going to happen that week. You know, it was sort of a surprise of him going in and then passing away at the hospital. It was terrible, but also so thankful you and I and our brother and sister were able to be there with him. So then fast forward a couple weeks, I wake up in the middle of the night at 2 a.m. and I cannot catch my breath. and my tongue is numb and my extremities are numb and I'm walking around pacing and I'm like, what is happening? And I woke Ben up and I said, I have to go to the hospital. I don't know what's happening. And I thought, is it a heart attack? Is it a stroke? What is it? And so I go to the hospital, they run all of these tests and then they give me some Ativan in my arm and all of a sudden I feel better. And they were like, has anything stressful happened in your life recently? And I was like, well, I lost my dad. You know, I went through that and blah, blah, and, you know, obviously I didn't talk about the TV show thing, but that's another source of like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do about this? So that's why it was like this influx of all types of things that did land me in the hospital. And I've been working on managing that type of anxiety since. I've never struggled with something that intensely as I did after dad died. And then also I think anticipating this whole filming stuff.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I think losing dad and that triggered some stuff because we lost mom and that brings up all these other feelings that you were having to process and deal with. And I think I say this lovingly as your sister, but sometimes you suppress things and then it manifested. It took a little bit, but then yes, it landed you in the hospital. And I knew that it was serious because of when you told me, well, you knew that it was serious too, because when your husband, Ben was going to take you to the hospital, I feel like you, just knowing you, you'd be like, well, I need to put clothes on. I want to feel good.
I need to get dressed
and get ready. But you were like, we don't have time for that. Get in the car. You're driving me to the hospital. And you went in your pajamas because it was that severe and it felt that real to you that you were having a heart attack. So I'm thankful that you're managing the stress and you're getting better. But yes, I know this show has been something that I think came at a good time because you were able to throw yourself into something and it's challenged you. And because your personality is not one of like, yeah, woo, I can't wait to be on TV. But I think that it's been good for you to see how you can do it and see your growth and see how comfortable you are. And I was talking again to mention the showrunner, Michelle. She was just talking about how you're the star of the show and you make every scene. And, you know, Ben does his thing, but you really put a bow on each segment. And so as your sister, I was proud to hear that about you. But why don't we tell people what is the show about? Why Building Roots? And what are people going to be able to see?
Okay, so the show is called Building Roots, and that's kind of a play on words in that we have a design business called Root Design. We have a little coffee shop called Root House, and the design business started years ago. It was in 2003. Our oldest daughter was a tiny baby. You know, it started as landscaping and it grew to include pools and architecture of sorts. And so here we are, you know, we had made a move to Colorado and we're basing our design business out of Colorado instead of Austin, Texas, and just kind of changing the way we did life. And that's when we were approached, you know, through our Instagram account to see if we would be interested in filming a show. And then what we've been told all along is that they love the idea that we're, you know, we're a husband-wife team, but also that we're set here in the mountains. And the way it's been described is that not only are Ben and I characters and our projects are characters and our clients are characters and our contractors are characters, they're really also creating a character out of Colorado. So much of the beauty and the everything that's happening here in Colorado seasonally, whether it's the mountains, the rivers, the snow, the leaves changing, all different things, they're really highlighting a lot of the outdoor lifestyle that's happening here too. So you're not only getting, you know, a design project and also some funny contractors that are in the mix, you're getting kind of this sense of beautiful scenery and lifestyle moments that also happen just living here in this small mountain town.
I love it. I can't wait for, oh, well, I mean, I don't know. I guess I can't wait for other people to see it, but I guess I can't wait for me to personally see it. Because again, I feel like I've seen nothing and you've been filming this show for so long. I'm like, can't they just give us a little something? But it looks like you and Ben are going to be watching it with the rest of the world for the first time. So again, that'll be this coming Tuesday, November 23rd. The pilot episode in full will be airing. And on that episode, you said you have two reveals?
Right. So there's sort of a bigger home project where we just remodeled the inside and the outdoor deck area, back deck, for some clients. And then we did a little smaller project for one of our contractor friends, who's one of our project managers and main contractors. He also has an outfitting business, which is really common here in Colorado, to like have multiple businesses going on. But he had these gorgeous, you know, tents that they set up in the mountains. And we ended up revamping them and kind of creating this glamping situation out of his tents. And it was really fun.
So glamping is like glamour camping?
Yes.
That's what they do like on Real Housewives and stuff like that. So is that a place where people could actually come and stay?
Not at the moment, because it was just for the meantime. Those are tents. Where they were located couldn't be left up year round. It was kind of like displaying the level they could take their tents to every summer. They're working on that though. It's not something that's definitely open right now.
I feel like I need to ask you about this back brace I saw you wearing when you stood up. Like what? Yes. What is that? What's going on?
Oh, it's just a back brace. It's a fashion. It's actually an awesome back brace. It Velcros on. It's got Velcro. See? And you put it in the freezer, and it's called the Ther X1 Gel, THER X1 Gel. It's the best cold pack I've found to place on your back. My back has been acting up since we've started filming the series. During the pilot, I survived, but during the first week or two of filming the series this past June, I was literally wearing like a TENS unit on my back. Have you ever worn one of those?
No.
It shoots electrodes into your back. I literally could not stand up unless I was wearing this thing on my back. So since then, I've been doing other things for my back, like going to the chiropractor and getting this like laser therapy on my back and massages. And I have a pretty messed up lower back.
I too have chronic lower back issues. I will say, because of COVID though, I don't wear heels as much or boots, nothing with the heel. I wear more sneakers all the time because I'm not getting as dressed up as much, or even for work or long work events. And my lower back has been better. We had iHeart Country a couple of weeks ago, and I had to see my chiropractor last week because I think I messed up my back from that night simply wearing heels. So that's something to keep in mind in case anybody listening is like, oh, I wonder. My chiropractor says that heels are just so bad. Oh, Christy, you have on your cute Sorel wedge boots, which I will say, if people are looking for a cute wedge to have in the wintertime that are waterproof, Sorel has these cute wedge booties that lace up and they're adorable.
Yeah, it's the traction. They got lots of good traction on the bottom. So especially if you're in a snowy climate or on a snowy day, you're not going to, you know, if you wear a cowboy boot, those are slippery.
Oh yeah.
So
you can't do that.
Sorel gives you that grip.
Well, I invited you to come hang with us for Thanksgiving, but I guess you can't do that because filming.
It's a combination of that. It's filming. It's Gunner starting basketball season. We've got scrimmages. So I know. What are we going to do? We're going to have to like FaceTime.
Yeah, we can do FaceTime, but I'll be making Alabama mac and cheese yo, which is our family recipe. It's so good. If you have our Four Things Gratitude Journal, it's in the back of that. And then we've posted it other places online too. So maybe if you just Google Alabama mac and cheese yo, specifically don't forget the yo, then our family recipe will come up. And something I'm going to be doing in honor of Dad this year, Christy, is I'm going to have tamales at our Thanksgiving dinner, because I feel like Dad always had tamales maybe at Thanksgiving or Christmas time.
Oh yeah. And tamales are a great thing to have like the night before, or like on Christmas Eve or the night before Thanksgiving. Cause you know, they're kind of a meal in themselves. You chop up some lettuce and avocado and whatnot with it. So I'm going to have those too. And I, as well, will be making the Alabama mac and cheese yo. Remember the year you tried to make it vegan?
Yeah, don't do that. Just follow it recipe as is, unless of course you have to make dietary supplements because you literally can't have dairy, but I can. That was back in my disordered eating days when I tried to alter all recipes to fit more of like inside my tiny bubble that I lived in. And everyone took a bite of it and they're like, did Amy make this? This is disgusting.
Well, I'm sure there would be a delicious recipe that it could be made, but you need to go back to the test kitchen on that one.
I know. So. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for coming on today. And yeah, just want to remind people to check out Building Roots on HGTV this coming Tuesday, November 23rd. And then look out for my sister and her husband and her family and all kinds of people next spring coming to HGTV. I'm so proud of you. So excited. Super cool. Can't wait to see where this goes. Like, who knows? Might go nowhere, or you might have a line at Target one day, and that will be crazy.
That would be weird.
I know. Yeah. But like, that's what happened to Chip and Joanna.
Yeah.
I feel like if that were to actually happen with y'all, though, it might land you in the hospital again.
I might, but you know, the calm drink helps. And my mindset, I just help reframe my mindset a lot. And honestly, I just wanted to go back really quick to losing mom and dad. I think that somehow ignites some sort of courage within you. And I'd be interested if there's studies done on that. I don't know if you feel that way, like going through loss shifts something within you to take more risks or try more things, you know, just because you've been through something so hard that other things don't seem as hard anymore.
Well, I know that if mom and dad were here, they would be so proud of you. I mean, dad would be telling everybody, trust me, this is how he is with the Bobby Bone Show. Like, he'll be in line at the grocery store listening to the show on his cell phone, no headphones, like coming through so everyone can hear. And then he'll be like, hey, to the cashier, you listen to the Bobby Bone Show? And she'll be like, no. And then he'd be like, well, this is my daughter, Amy. And he'd point to his phone and like, you could hear me talking. And I was mortified. So, you know, dad would be your biggest cheerleader and he would be telling everybody to watch you on HGTV, and mom would be super proud too. So just want you to know that, but I know that you do. And I love you and thank you for coming on. And I'll probably talk to you after this.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me.
All right. But before we go, Christy, I want to throw out some Instagram handles. At Root Design Co. is where people can see some of y'all's amazing work with Root Design. And then your coffee shop is at Root House Co. If people want to check out your coffee, and there they can link to your website, but I'll give that here as well, which is roothouseco.com. You may recognize that from the gift guide episode last week where Christy was on and she did a coffee giveaway. And then Mary and I were talking about how her coffee is such a great gift because the packaging is so cute and so on. So if you're still Christmas shopping, keep roothouseco.com in mind for the coffee lovers in your life. All right. I'll talk to you later. Love you.
Okay. Love you.
Bye.